Let Ferguson's knowledgeable product experts kick off your next kitchen or bath project with the latest in touch and hands-free faucets, high-performance gas ranges, or low-decibel dishwashers. They're really quiet. Request your appointment today at FergusonShowrooms.com. The best decision ever.
Visit Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery in Nashville to discover a wide selection of Whirlpool appliances. From refrigeration to laundry, there's no brand better than Whirlpool. Find out more at FergusonShowrooms.com.
All right, welcome back in 3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Here, one of my favorite people in the world, DeMario Davis of the New Orleans Saints. And, of course, Arkansas State's own DeMario Davis. Man, great to see you. You got a lot going on these days.
Yeah, man, got quite a bit, man. Good to see you, brother.
You got a group of players. You guys are not just football players, but you do social aspects, too. You're always trying to help people change their lives. I love that, man. What do you got going?
So the Player Coalition, you know, we had today had a chance, the opportunity to announce our 6 grantees going into 2019. It's really just about partnerships and collaboration and, you know, doing work in the community. We have a lot of advocacy groups working on the ground, doing a lot of work. And it's been amazing to partner alongside a lot of these groups and, you know, help amplify their message about change and what needs to be done. We have a lot of problems that are affecting our communities, especially black and brown communities, with systematic oppression. And, you know, they need their voice to be heard in solutions that can help fix these problems.
Titans fans certainly remember your cousin Steve McNair. He did so much for the community. You're from same state, same Mississippi, same guy, same family, same upbringing. Why is it so important for you to use your platform to do this? He was the same way.
I think that's just something you learn growing up. When we grew up, you just never forget where you come from. And coming from a lot of those conditions, you see a lot of the problems that are plaguing our communities. And so to whom much is given, much is required. So we just try to use our platform to make a difference.
DeMario Davis here. So much talk about that NFC Championship game. Have you kind of wrapped your mind around it yet? How are you feeling at this point?
It was a game that we lost, man. You know, you have to put things in perspective. You know, you got to, first of all, be grateful that we had the opportunity to play in that game. A lot of people didn't even have a chance to make it that far. Unfortunately, it didn't go the way we wanted it. You congratulate the teams who made it to the Super Bowl. We dust ourselves off and we get ready to do it again next year. You know, it hurt, but, man, when you put things in perspective, you got so much in life to be thankful for. There was so much to be, so many blessings that you can't complain.
One thing doesn't win or lose a game. There's plays all through the game that can make a difference. But should the NFL look at being able to turn an obvious play like that? There's always human error with officials, but we have the technology, DeMario, that a guy, an extra official, somebody in the booth could have said, that's an obvious PI, maybe even helmet, let's move on.
Yeah, it's so many plays, like you said, that go into what makes or breaks a game. So many. Yeah, and that if you look at just that isolated situation, yeah, you would want there to be a way that, you know, the booth can come in and change that call to make it reviewable. But you got to be able to look at the other side of the coin, too. It's two sides to every coin, two sides to every story. And so if you look at it from that standpoint, like if they do implement a rule, how many plays is that going to affect the year? You know, and so if we're going to be looking at every single play that we feel like should have been a pass interference or should have been a flag that wasn't thrown, like how much time is that going to affect and change the game and in what way? So we got to look at it from that standpoint, too.
You know what the Rams can do. You've played against Tom Brady. The guy's been around forever. You got a feel about how the game might go on Sunday?
It don't matter, man. I congratulate the guys that's made it to that point. You know, it's going to be tremendous. A lot of energy on that field. I'm excited and happy for those guys. And, you know, made a better team win.
Well, I'll tell you this. Great year by you. Great year by the Saints. Your best year ever in the league. I know that you got a lot of fans in Nashville, man. It's a lot of fun to watch you play.
Hold on. Hey, I know you ain't gonna not say that. That's so messed up.
You got friends here.
Yeah.
Well, your best year in the pros, man. You know, guys want to get better every year. What a great year for you personally and for the team.
Yeah, man, it was a great year, man. Just blessed.